off the downtime?
You can't even lock them. We could do it now, but you can't lock them. It's totally unfair.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
You can log in. You can log in. Don't bother logging in today. Or you can't do anything. Just log off and go play with your kids.
Yeah, just off the downtime is when it's going to happen probably. So if you can
tomorrow,
be off the downtime.
Before you log on, find out what's going on tomorrow before you log on. Before you go to any pauses, before you do anything, find out what's going on.
So maybe
you're currently trying to put a post on the board.
That we can't lock the POSs, we can't rep anything. Somebody needs to post that shit on the board, because that's bullshit.
I can't even log in, dude. Nobody can.
It'll probably be okay. We'll just have to see it as it goes. But yeah, what Metal Dude says, when you get back tomorrow, check in first before you log on anything, because you're not going to be 100% sure where you will spawn when you log on. So just ask how the system is. If we control the system, you can log in, get into the game ASAP, get into a safe POS, and you should be fine.
I'm going to fucking file a petition for a reimbursement of real fucking money.
You can try that.
It's like 50 cents off of the fucking subscription per day, so I want it.
The best thing you can do if you really want to fuck over CCP is go to MMORPG.com and just rip them a new ass on there. They can't censor it. They can't stop it. And to be honest, it's a huge negative publicity.
I'm not up to destroy the fucking game. If the game doesn't work, I want my money back. You know, when cable goes out and I call fucking cable company, they reimburse me for the day that the cable isn't working. So today, Eve isn't working.
The only way that you're going to get CCP to reimburse or budge on anything like that is to give them consequences. Because right now they can do whatever they want. They can say we're going to help everybody else except for Bob, and there's no consequences. They don't lose any publicity. They don't lose any membership. There's no consequences to them, so they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, well, they need to do what the goons did. You know what I mean? Fucking hold them hostage.
Exactly. And that's what his point was. Go to MMORGP.com and rip them a new asshole. That's what Goon did. They used other medias to attack.
You defame them. You can make shit up. You do anything to make CCP look as incompetent, biased, cheating, hacking as you possibly can.
We can do that on these boards as well. You know,
It'll get censored. Oh, yes, it will.
You don't have to make really...
No, if you have a good argument about it, it's not going to get censored. It's not going to get locked. Unless somebody...
You don't need to make anything up, guys. You don't need to make up anything at all. They got plenty of enough bad shit.
Yeah, and I don't really care. I mean, if you spam it and spam it and spam it and spam it, you know, I mean... Alts, who cares? Fucking create a character or fucking whatever to spam for him.
Well, no, man, I think we're better than that. I don't think we have to go to that route at all.
Well, it's either that or nothing.
Just give him time,
yeah, but the point is that, yeah, using the dead tactics we are better than that, but to be honest, all we're asking for is fair treatment.
Exactly. And it's obvious that CCP is not capable of giving fair treatment.
Nope, not at all.
The walking path, and I mean, the goon, whatever you say about them, they're putting a lot of money in CCP's pocket, and that's what it comes down to at the end of it. Get a lot of new signups.
Yep.
Well, the same thing happened up in BKG for Fatal Alliance and Empire, with us having all our shit at the gate waiting for them to jump in, them to make the move, and try and manage to get GM to reset the node, and You know what happened to 99% of the 300 sitting at the gate with capitals and all shit? Instant desync, unable to relock. And yeah, it was a turkey shoot for them jumping in after that. Any warning in local?
Whoever the devs pick is going to win the game, and it needs to be publicized.
I don't know how much we can bitch about that, because whatever you say, we've been quite fine. We're still doing all right against all adversity. So, you know, we're fucking Bob. Just get on with it and work around it.
Yeah, well, they were just, yeah. The same thing happened in JV1V. I mean, they reset the nodes, and then no one could log in JV1V. But then everyone that jumped in from the ejection system could jump in. But the defending fleet couldn't log in, so it was just like, please just walk in and destroy our capital yards, please, because we're not there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I hope when the whole new council things, the whole new council thing, Eve Council, I hope the Bob will get his position there as a member of it and being able to address these points in the future.
Fuck that. I'll be canceling all my accounts if shit like this happens. I guarantee you. I ain't fucking dealing with this shit.
Dude, seriously, all they need is a fucking United States where this shit doesn't happen in a lot of these games. Company to make a space MMO. And then CCP dies and they can go fuck off and do whatever the hell they want with their fucking biased developer.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Down with it. It's starting to sound a little bit like ASCN a few months back. Just chill out just a little bit, guys. Well, dude, I'm paying fucking a lot of money for all my accounts, and I expect fucking service. And is they're gonna fucking, you know, I don't need the game. I can walk away from the game and fucking not miss it at all. I did it before, so ain't that big of a deal. If they're gonna fucking treat me like fucking shit, then why should I give them my money?
Well, that's your fucking prerogative, you know, to like, you know, you speak with your wallet, mate, you know, if you're not happy, then you just cancel your fucking shit, and that's it. But, this, if you're not used to this kind of situation by now, then you're never going to get used to it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's more or less, this is not the first time that most of us here is getting fucked by the servers. /CCPs, and it's probably not the last time. The way I look at it, well, we might lose some shit here and there, pass a couple of capital ships. But it's all gonna happen eventually. They're all gonna die.
They're
just trying to prolong.
When the hell that we reached this emo level, this is not what this aligns with, what the mate is aligned so strong all these years.
Yeah, you know, you guys misunderstand me. I don't care about space or ships or fucking pixels or all that shit. It has nothing to do with that. It's about company treating their customers. You know, I'm in, you know, business where customers are God, and you know, you work for the customer. If the customer's not happy, you lose their business. And if CCP, you know, doesn't care about their customers, even if it's a smaller percentage of the customers, I don't have a lot of faith in that company to be giving my money away. You know, that's my point. I don't care about ships or space or alliances or any shit like that. It's about being treated fair.
You're any Microsoft products? I think they care a lot about the game as well. I just think it's a developing company that's going to get there eventually. It's just, it's got some problems.
Look at Microsoft, man. A couple patches come out, and they break shit, and unless the masses all complain at the same time, they don't do shit to fix it. All right? Same with CCP. Unless the game's broken for everyone, they aren't going to fix it.
But that's the whole point. That's the whole point, is where basically take the entire development and competencies of CCP out. The problem comes down is to where Wega said, we're not going to get reimbursed because the devs have been told not to assist us because of all the false accusation shit. So basically, they're treating one set of customers differently from another set of customers, and that's where the problem is.
Yeah. They're just like MC. They're going all emo about the forum wars.
Well, then they should have fucking fixed it. But no, they didn't.
But wait a second. Look who's spamming the fucking forums. It ain't us. It's the fucking goon retards. Why are they fucking mad at us? They should be fucking banning all of them.
Because they're idiots.
They cater to the majority, not the minority.
Okay, so where the money's coming in from. Really, it's that simple.
They want to be Blizzard, but they're not.
Well, we gotta give...
What it is... You know, they said that there's fucking more GMs in fucking Goon Swarm than there is anywhere else. And, you know, even if you're a dev in the game, you're still going to be swayed by the mentality of the alliance that you're in. So, even if they're GMs, they hate Bob because they're in fucking Goon Swarm or fucking another coalition alliance, and that's why we didn't get much help. And that's a fucking...
Yep.
That's the only reason why.
I don't know, man.
It doesn't matter.
And that's
much more of all this. You guys just need to shut the fuck up and take it. It happens. It's not the first time, not the last time. We're above fucking bickering. I mean, bitch about it if you want, but don't do it here. And certainly,
I
want to
play.
The forums.
I just want to fucking play. Make the game fucking playable for me. I come home from work. I want to play.
That's why God gave you two hands and a dick.
That's why God gave you an alt account in Empire that you can do whatever the fuck you want with.
My alt fucking spans forums.
I think everything is going to be better tomorrow. People are just winding their unsatisfaction. Playtime.
Yeah,
that's just it. We'll be all better tomorrow, but... At the end of the day, it is shit. Especially if it is true, the whole thing with Bob. But I can see the problem is also that the game is big, but it's not that big. So it's kind of like that stupid mentality lemming thing. When one starts saying shit, everybody's going to say it. And I think Goons actually literally holds the power to destroy this game, player base wise.
If we were ever defeated, guess who's going to be fucking next to be wiped out? So goons are just fucking, you know, counting their fucking days.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
They don't want us dead. They need us alive to keep heat off of them. They just need us be a lot smaller and not be a threat. They don't want us dead.
Always going to be a threat.
The goons don't think that far ahead. They're going to see as far as Bob being dead, but that ain't going to happen. I mean, look what we can fucking do. I mean, if we can, when it comes to our home systems and shit, and we can put 150 dreads and 150 caps on the field, there ain't no fucking alliance or coalition in this game that's going to be able to beat us because the fucking, the game just cannot fucking stand this pressure.
Exactly, the game can't handle it. And believe me, if the game could handle it, you know, it's more about numbers. I mean, how many capital fleet fights were, you know, all our opponents in versus Molly, you know, warping in fucking four Titans to battle? You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter how many they have. If the game would be working without any lag, we would be fucking slaughtering their fucking ships like there's no tomorrow. Their only friend is fucking lag.
Both on, they would have more success too if it wasn't for lag. And it's the lag ball is kind of like who gets it first and writes it. And to be honest, yeah, they can't defeat us without taking a significant loss. That's the whole story about which is more dangerous. A tiger or a wounded tiger. That has its back up against the tree. The wounded tiger is always going to be more dangerous than anything else. But tiger is, the wounded tiger is the tiger before it is wounded. So
I think we can take losses a lot better than they can too. You know, I mean, to us, we lose a Capital, we lose a Titan, we lose two. It ain't that big of a deal. You know, I'm sure there's fucking new ones ready to be flown. For them to lose, you know, 40 Capitals, that's a big shot.
That is. That is. That's coming from Fatal Alliance, man. We were all ready to fight up there. We had the enemy at our doorstep. I kid you not, if you guys think you have a big capital fleet, we have now in Bob. But I kid you not, Fatal Alliance had 200 Capital ships. And they were just not prepared to use them. They were the biggest fucking morons I've ever seen, especially UKC. At the directors meeting, we were sitting there debating, and I said, we can fight this. We just need to pick the system to make a stand, and we just put up a new outpost. That system, if we put all our capitals there, 200 carriers, there are no way they're going to be able to siege the system. You know what UCK, the CEO, told me? He was not prepared to make any of his members lose a capital ship because they had worked so hard on getting it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the difference, because we will put it on the line and we don't care. If we lose them, we lose them. I guarantee you, Molly doesn't care.
Well, let's say there's no point in having them if they're not going to be used. If you're going to have them sitting in a hangar, there's no point in having
them. Yeah, exactly. Especially now when the car has been made even useless for industrial-based companies like UCK with the change now. But at that point, there were the industrials necessary tool. But I completely believe that there's a difference between Bob and Fatal, because Fatal was strong until everybody went all vagina on us.
The tactics, you know, like I said, sitting in a freaking one spot with 200 capitals versus 50 capitals that know what the hell they're doing, I mean, I'm sorry, the power of, you know, the blob, if there's no lag, isn't that big of a difference.
No, but it is with the lag. But still, we have good FCs. We have Gunship and Omaha. They were in Fatal, but it's just not utilized because it was too much bullshit with the whole thing. But I literally believe that, let's say we fight tomorrow and DICE loses 50 capital ships, I'll bet you that all your other corpses are going to rush in and try to help DICE recuperate that loss, because that's what really makes the difference between Bob and any other alliances in this game. I've seen so much eager to help each other.
Don't get me wrong, no, yeah. But DICE would never lose that amount of capships, ever. Nor a DICE or any Corp in Bob.
Don't get me wrong, Traffic, but none of us would ever rush to help you.
I know.
The thing is we fight and we practice, you know what I mean? We got commanders that have been in these positions hundreds of times, not three, you know? So that's the difference.